Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of The Coach Home. I'm your host, Mo Stewart. If you have come here because you don't want to hear anything about that unpleasantness that happened to us yesterday, welcome. You are in a safe space. We have got tons of great content for you on the show. I'm talking about Brighton. I'm talking about Lou Tun. And also, for those of us who want to feel a little bit better about ourselves, Chris Barber's here to cry in for Chelsea as well. But top of the shop, and for no doubt the main event of the weekend, Brighton's fantastic win over Crystal Palace in the M23 derby. And I'm joined...
Oh, don't call it that!
Okay, well, I can't call it that. Alan of the Albion Roar is here to put me right. And clearly in a very good mood still.
I am very rude. I do apologise. I should let you at least finish your intro. Yes. I'm blaming the Sky Sports people. They do love a label. They've got to stick something on it. But I'm going to just give you a quick roadmap thing. The M23, starts in a town called Hooghly, which itself is about 6 miles south of Croydon, and it finishes just south of Crawley itself, 25 miles from Brighton. So if you were going from one end of the M23 to the other, you would be starting nowhere near Selhurst Park, nor would you finish anywhere near the Amex. Apart from that,
well, I mean, I'm glad to be able to set this right for all Brighton fans out there getting annoyed about it. And I will never refer to it as such again. I mean, to be honest, you could call it like the Alan Mullery derby. You could call it the shit.
We could, yeah. I mean, how does Spurs get involved in this? Because, I mean, the roots of it are from a rivalry between Terry Venables, the late great Terry Venables, and Alan Mullery. And it goes back to about 1976. We're playing Crystal Palace in the FA Cup first round. This is in the days when it had replays and second replays. So the second replay was at Stamford Bridge. It was 1-0 to Palace. Brighton had a penalty in the last moment. Brian Houghton stepped up, took it, scored. But the referee decided that a Brighton player had encroached. But the reality is a Palace player had pushed the Brighton player into the area, ordered it to be retaken, missed. Mullery lost his nerve. He was getting dog's abuse from the Palace fans. So with that, he just stuck his hand in his pocket, threw down a bunch of change, did a double V-flicking thing, and said, "You're not worth that." And from there on in, a rivalry, not a derby, a rivalry was born.